Hello, everyone. Today I have a very special guest. AJ Gonzalez has joined me in my studio today to ask some questions. AJ is turning 65, I believe, in October. I don't have my calendar open, but October is AJ's birthday. I have to remember that. And he came to us today simply to find out what this whole Medicare thing may mean for him. So, AJ, again, thanks so much for coming in.
Jeremy, I want to thank you so very much for asking me to talk about some of the topics that obviously are and genuinely difficult, you know, things for me to talk about because I'm turning 65. Wow, you know, October, so I'm basically 9 months away from turning 65. And, you know, trying to understand Medicare, the more research I start doing, the more confused I get. You know, Jeremy, I've known you for, you know, probably 5+ years. How long have you been in Medicare?
More than I can remember, AJ. It's been 20 years that I've been involved in the Medicare industry, specifically Medicare health plans. So,
well, and it's obvious, you know, 20 years you've been around a long time, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody who can really, who's been around the business. You've seen the changes. Seems like every time I turn around, there's a change in Medicare. And that's the most difficult part about trying to understand what I need to do. So that's why I've, you know, come to you and you invited me on this podcast. I certainly appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Having this conversation with me. So there's certainly a number of questions that I'd like to ask you. Whether or not we have enough time tonight today to answer them, I don't know. Probably not, because there's a ton of them. And, you know, my first question is why do I need to sign up? I'm working. I plan on working after age 65. You know, I work for a company that offers me insurance.
Okay.
So is this something that what happens if I don't sign up, you know,
perfect,
for my birthday at 65, you know?
So AJ, when we start looking, and by the way, you don't look a day over 59, congratulations for that. So when we start looking at Medicare as a whole and group plans, we're looking at, you may not have to do anything. Not a dang thing, but it does pay to shop, right?
Okay.
But it's. I always ask my clients a handful of questions, and this is usually not. It's usually a two-parter. Like, you got homework, I got homework. So if you were to ask me, do I need to sign up for Medicare? Well, first off, my number one question is, what's going to happen when you turn 65? Is your employer going to offer that insurance to you when you get there? The second thing I want to know
let me stop you from there.
Sure.
So I need to, just to be clear, I need to check with my company to make sure that they're going to even offer me the insurance.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're telling me?
They're not obligated to offer you that coverage. Now, okay. It goes into the size of the employer, but even these days, if there's over 20 employees, if they want to cut that census, everybody in your workplace comprises of a census, and that's how they come up with the premium payments. They don't necessarily have to offer you that when you turn 65. Doesn't behoove them for not, because that's kind of an attraction factor to the employer. But when we start looking at cost,
right,
cost is very important. I don't know if anybody's realized that, but every dollar counts these days. So they may pull that coverage, because the older your census is, the average age, the more expensive the group plan becomes.
Okay.
So if they can eliminate 5, 10, 15 people that are turning 65 or older out of the group plan, that's literally a lot of money that the employer can save.
So it would behoove me, or is my company going to let me know this the day of my birthday that I need to jump ship, or is it something that I have to check into?
Happy birthday, you no longer have insurance. No, they do give you ample notice, and it's typically during the company's open enrollment period. You go sit in the cafeteria for a day once a year. So they'll let you know then if it's being.
But I've already gone through my open enrollment. So, and I turn October. Typically, open enrollment is in November. I turn 65 in October. So how does all that work?
So you don't have to do anything with Medicare until you're actually going to lose that coverage, involuntary loss of group coverage.
Okay.
That opens up what's called a special enrollment period. Now, we're getting real deep into it right now, as great questions are asked all the time.
Okay.
But it does open special enrollment periods to where you do have extra time to enroll into Medicare without those dreaded penalties.
Okay.
So, you know, it pays to shop. I want to know what happens when you turn 65. I want to know how much you're paying monthly or yearly on your premiums, because that's a big, big difference there. And then I also want to know what your deductible is. And then kind of behind that, I want to know if you're covering any dependents. We haven't gotten there yet together.
Right.
But if we're looking at a plan with a $200 monthly premium, $100 every other week, that's $200 a month, plus a screaming high deductible of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Well, you're actually paying a lot of money for your health insurance, even though it only sounds like it's 20 bucks a month. So it's possible we can get you involved with Original Medicare plus a secondary health plan, be it supplement or Advantage, and save you potentially a lot of money.
So is that something that if I go on Medicare, is that something that I have to write a check for, or does it get, is it pulled out of my employer plan, or how does that work?
The premiums?
The premiums,
yeah. So depends. It depends. If you're still working and want to continue to keep working, they will, if you're not drawing Social Security benefits, AJ, they're going to send you a bill for once a quarter.
Okay.
Now, I do have a very special form. I forget the form number, but it's called the Easy Pay form. And I can send that to you to where you can fill that form out, and it's drawn off of credit card, checking account, savings account. It's the same amount of money.
Okay.
But most of my clients think that $174 a month is much less expensive than $500 a quarter.
Right,
so
right.
Up to you.
Completely. Yeah, yeah. No, and I know we're not there yet, but it's definitely something that was just at the top of my head when you mentioned the premiums and how it's paid. So if I can shift gears a little
bit. Of course.
You know, I continuously hear about Medicare A, B, and C, you know, different parts, Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B, Medicare Part C. Help me understand what all that's about. I mean,
you know. Absolutely. Technically, now you turning 65, never been involved with Medicare before, and thoroughly confused me, who goes to literally hundreds of hours of certifications and training every year just so you don't have to. Well, understand there's actually five parts of Medicare, not to get you thoroughly concerned. Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, and then kind of over here to the right, we got Part E, right? We don't really talk about those, but when you're looking at the Medicare and you manual, you'll see A, B, C, and D. A, and it's just broken down into different parts. A, it covers your hospitalization. I like to say it covers places, not people.
Right.
So when you're looking at Part A, you're talking about hospital rooms, and that's the room and board, skilled nursing facilities, places that you actually go to. That's your hospitalization insurance. Part B, as in boy or Bravo, that is your medical insurance. That's what pays the doctors. That's what pays any. I like to say it covers people, not places. So A covers hospitalization. B covers your doctors.
Right.
Now, even when you're in the hospital, the doctors that are checking on your surgeons, anesthesiologists, et cetera, those are not covered under Part A. Those are covered under Part B.
Okay.
Now, that's a deep conversation because it gets really expensive with Part A and with just Parts A and B. I'm going to skip C. And you didn't ask about D. Okay.
You're
D
right.
is in drugs. That covers your prescriptions.
So that's why we're here.
Oh, it gets worse because A and B are both offered by the federal government.
Right.
Say what you will. Part C and D are offered by private insurance companies with contracts and highly regulated by the government, right?
Okay.
So A doesn't know what B's doing. B has no clue about D because it's in a completely different, it's actually by the state. There's one plan that forces everything to work together, and that is Medicare Part C or Medicare Advantage.
Okay?
Part C, Advantage plans. I think of C, it was told to me 19 years ago, that C stands for combining all the different parts of coverage.
Okay.
So Part C, combination of both A, B, and D. It's like a whole alphabet soup here, right? So That's it. C combines all those benefits. Okay. And if you don't want the limitations that C has to offer, then we can start looking over here with Part E for Echo, and those are the supplement style benefits, what is called supplement plans, Medicare supplement or Medigap, MedSups, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
Secondary to Medicare. And as we go through this together, this Medicare journey, if you will, you'll determine which one's the right one for you.
Well, that's interesting because I come here today and I ask you about A, B, and C that obviously I hear about, I do some research about. And now there's a D and E. So obviously there's more to this Medicare that I still need to become familiar with. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when we start looking at the entire alphabet soup, no one plan or way to go is the perfect fit for everybody. Now, I've got my opinions, so I'm going to give you those opinions along with the facts, both in our tools and what the Medicare and You manual says. And from that, based on your questions and what is preferential to you,
right,
you're actually going to be able to tell me which plan you want. Do you want Advantage or do you want Supplement?
Okay.
Or do you just want to run the risk and stay with just original Medicare with a Part D plan? It's that you have so many different options. My role and my team's role is simply to simplify the explanation and help you determine which one you feel is going to be best for your healthcare.
So in trying to make decisions like that, I mean, we talk about different plans. I'm assuming that there's different carriers. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about, you know, Humana. I mean, all those guys that are out there. I mean, out of those, I mean, how do we figure out which one's best for me without, I mean, I've come to you today. You offer different opportunities in terms of being able to sign up with a particular carrier. How do I know what's best for me? I mean, how am I not led to one plan versus another? I mean, help.
Absolutely. So AJ, that comes up. I do webinars at least once a month. And that is one of the biggest questions. It's actually a myth that's out there, is we get paid more for selling one plan versus the other. We're brokers. It doesn't matter to us which plan you choose. I promise you, I just don't want you to be at the mercy of Medicare. Medicare actually sets the rates that we get paid. Okay. So it doesn't matter if you go with Company A, Company B. And when we really start the enrollment process with you, AJ, I'm required by CMS guidelines, i.e. laws,
right,
to say, AJ Gonzalez, I don't represent every plan in your area. However, nationwide, I've got 37 carriers with over 4,000 plans involved. That's only Medicare Part C and mm-hmm. Medicare Part D, because with the supplements, we don't have to have that disclaimer or disclosure in there. So it's up to you. You can figure out how to mash the buttons all by yourself and mm-hmm. hope you don't make a mistake.
Right.
Or you can rely on someone, again, that goes through hundreds of hours of training and certs every year to get that done. The second thing I ask you that I tell you as we start to work together, and I've never heard this said before, is what's actually important to you?
Yeah, well, and that's a great point. You know, first of all, you know, the anxiety level when you start talking about 4,000 plans around, I mean, this is exactly why we're sitting here today.
Absolutely.
I need help. I mean, I figure myself a fairly intelligent individual, but when you start talking about if you're not trained on something or you don't understand exactly what all's out there, I need somebody to guide me to ensure that I'm put in the right plan.
Absolutely.
When the time comes.
So let me ask you, and this is kind of like an exercise.
Sure.
To get you ready for it. AJ, if you could build a plan from the ground up,
mm-hmm.
What does it include? What does it look like?
Having the doctors that I need, the right doctors that I need, having the medications that I need. I'm not on a lot of medications, but I think eventually it may get there.
Okay.
I need ease of dealing with doctors. I need ease of dealing with a carrier. You know, I need to make sure that I'm comfortable with the right plan that I've chosen.
Amazing. So what I'm hearing is you want to be able to see doctors, mm-hmm. and you want your medications to be covered. That's correct. That's pretty.
At the right price.
Yeah, of course. I mean, everything's got a price, right?
Yeah, yeah,
sure. So then we find out what does that mean to you? Like if we're say, if you say the right price, because my definition of $100 or interpretation of $100 could be right. drastically different than yours. Right. You can care less about $100, and I want every $100 I can get.
Sure.
So, you know, where does that come in? Is it lower copays? Is it no copays? You know, these are questions that I'm going to ask you to sure. help show. And at the end of that conversation, I'm still going to show you both options, just right. which one's more suited to what you're telling me.
Right.
And something that comes really close second. So already you've told me that one certain plan is not the right fit for you.
Right.
And that you need some other secondary form or primary, depends on which we're going with here, advantage or supplement, which one is the right fit for you. So I get to present you with options. And from that, you'll know exactly when, because the right price may come with network limitations. And there you don't you want that because you're still traveling.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Where do you like to travel to?
All over.
All know, over. You doing hunting and fishing?
More and more. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Hunting and fishing. You know, one of these days I want to get you to take me out hunting and fishing because you've always said you were going to do that.
It's a cold winter.
It's known you for the last 5 years. You know, it's important that, again, you know, we all enjoy having fun with what we do. And, you know, knowing you for the last 5 years, you seem to enjoy you know, being involved in Medicare and helping people. So this is why I'm here today. This is why I'm here to answer some questions and, you know, to have a little fun, poke a little fun at you. You poke a little fun at me. But we know that in the end, it's important that we have or that I get the right instruction and the right information so that I can eventually make the right move towards Medicare.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's important to you? And then we just kind of build from there. Because as long as I've been doing this, the one thing that I just do not like happening is to get that phone call from a very valuable, esteemed client such as yourself. I hate to get those phone calls that it's confusion about what we just did. Well, you told me, or this is what... No, when we make that decision and execute on the plan, we know it is the right decision to do. So, and again, it's not pushing into one carrier, pushing into the other carrier. That would make me move with a different process.
Okay.
And it's the integrity that I've built my company on, mm-hmm. both my personal and the company that I work for. It can't be had. I grew up in a very small furniture store back home in South Louisiana. And if we didn't have those customers that were coming in from the 50s and 60s and 40s when, you know, the store was first established, then my dad would have, you know, gone out years before. Something about doing business in a small town. And I've brought that repeat mindset back to it. If Zig Ziglar says, if you help enough people in life, you have anything you want. Mm-hmm. And that's how we, both me and my team, approach our Medicare clients.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, I've got, you know, again, I've got a couple other questions here that I appreciate you answering, you know, the way you did it. It definitely helps me, but, you know, the water is still muddy, and I'm sure as we go through different things, we're going to walk through this process. So, do plans cover my current doctors and specialists? You know, I know that's kind of a loaded question. You talked about it a little bit earlier, but there's my question.
Yeah, you know, no, absolutely.
I'm seeing certain doctors today, you know, have certain medications. Is that going to continue?
Good. The plans, the majority of the plans, they all plans use a network of doctors.
Right.
Okay. Now, I don't want to get you confused with HMO or PPO style of networks, because a good majority of the plans are an HMO, health maintenance organization, or PPO, okay. the preferred provider organization. Both of those use networks.
Okay.
And then you have there are HMO POSs. I know I'm confusing you even more. HMO POSs, which is an HMO style plan with the option to go out of network,
right,
utilizing the point of service. And those typically come with a little higher copay or coinsurance amount. But it's a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling when you go in hard you want to, right? But the plan still has to accept them.
Right.
And then you have a private fee for service, or PFFS, again, the alphabet soup here. And that's what Original Medicare uses, is fee for service, or PFFS. And that is, any doctor that accepts Medicare must accept this plan.
Okay.
So when we start looking at plans, the tools and the technology that we use,
right,
is going to tell us which network they're in. But you got to be careful, because if not asking permission from your primary care doctor is important, mm-hmm, there are some plans out there that use pod style systems. POD, it means provider owned directory, or physician owned directory.
Okay.
And those are, you can have two different doctors, but not only do you have to have a referral from your primary care to your specialist, but then those two doctors must still be in the same pod.
Okay.
Now, they can accept the overall insurance company, and I can't list names, but if they accept XYZ company or carrier, inside of that there's a subgroup of pods.
Okay.
So they can accept XYZ carrier, but they must also be in a Gulf Coast benefits as well. So it's really confusing. But if I'm looking at being referred out to a cardiologist that is in West Coast Physician Group,
right,
even though they accept the same exact carrier of XYZ,
mm-hmm,
I can't refer you to that doctor because they're not in a Gulf Coast pod.
Okay.
Is your brain like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So they again, countless hours training every year. Is what you have me for is to call and say, why can't I see my cardiologist when I'm
right,
saying again?
Right.
So, and I'll have to explain to you again that because they're not in the same pod, et cetera. So if that's right, important to you, which is important to a lot of people, maybe that HMO pod isn't the way to go.
Right.
Maybe we should start looking at a PPO. But then if we're looking at the PPO and my cardiologist isn't
in the PPO stand for?
Preferred Provider Organization.
Okay.
Dude, it's like a HMO.
Right.
But much larger.
Okay.
You still have to be in the network.
Right.
Okay. So it's just considered out-of-network benefits.
Right.
Now, if we're looking at something like that, you take a $20 hospital, out of $20 hospital, find me one of those. If you find a $20 copay for a specialist, but your cardiologist isn't in network, now you could be looking up to 40% coinsurance.
Okay.
Now I'm from South Louisiana. 40% of $200 is
a lot of money.
There's a lot of money, especially if you're seeing the same doctor over and over again. So in that case, maybe the profit fee for service with a med sup is the way to go.
Right.
Because when we start looking at dollars and dollars, even though there's a monthly premium for a Medicare supplement, it could equal a lower overall yearly cost. It's amazing
right,
how that works. And I'll explain that to you as we really dive into it.
Okay.
But there are pros to having a plan that does have a significant monthly premium.
Okay.
So they, and then medications, every drug plan, be it through your Medicare Advantage plan or a standalone prescription plan, they all utilize a formulary. They have to. They've got to sit down and write a list of drugs out that they're going to cover under their formulary, either a
right,
tier one to a tier six. And again, our technology allows us to put the medications that you put in. Like me personally, I'm not going to ask you yours because that's PHI and a lot of people listening.
All right.
But I personally, I don't mind sharing mine. I take amlodipine for my mm-hmm, blood pressure. I take valsartan for my blood pressure.
Okay.
I take insulin glargine, or however you say that second word, Lispro, basically.
Right.
No, Lispro is a different one. And I take my long-term stuff is Tejo.
Well, Jeremy, I know that you're a lot younger than me, and I don't take near what you're taking right now.
You're right. You did warn me. If I just stopped drinking house sweet tea, this would happen. So I actually got sick in the river, AJ, and that's what caused all this stuff.
All right.
Took on my health in front of everybody. Okay. Just because you know me, don't have to know me. So I take all those medications.
Right.
That meant
right.
Some executive at the drug plant had to sit down and write amlodipine, Valsartan, and I seem like I'm taking something else.
Right.
Lispro and Toujeo.
Right.
And those medications are going to fall in one of up to six tiers. And all those tiers mean, is it preferred generic or not preferred brand?
Okay.
And then specialty meds. Okay. And then it lists my price out for them.
Right.
So if there's not a medication or if there's a medication that's not covered, I can ask for a formulary exception.
Right.
Or as I advise every one of my clients to take their formulary into the doctor and say, okay, that one's not covered. What else you got on this list that can do it for me? Or you can always call me, shoot me a text message, and I'll put it in the system and see what it's covered at. Because one might be $105.
Right.
One might be $35. Which one do you want?
Yeah.
And then we look at mail order or standard preferred retail pharmacies.
Right.
So they,
right.
To answer your question,
okay,
we'll find you a plan that your doctors are covered and your medications are covered.
Great. Now, I know that you keep reaching and looking at this guide here. Is this something that I have access to?
Absolutely.
Is this something that...
You got one of two ways to get this guide. And number one, you can go down to Social Security and usually pick one up at the table.
Okay.
Or you can order it online and they'll send it to your house. Now, we have a... Y'all, this thing is... I need glasses too. If we take out the stuff that you really don't need, disclosures, 127B. So 128 pages of information about everything about what's pertinent to you when it comes to Medicare, enrollment timelines, data that you may need, how to do it, step-by-step guides.
Right.
And it's got information on plans, even down to the supplements. And y'all, this covers Texas, okay? Now it's gonna change by your state.
Right.
And there's a place to write notes in the back.
Right.
You can filter through this.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at it online. You can bumble around online and find it. We offer I think it's 80 pages front and back of our new to Medicare guide as well. That the information comes from, this is the Bible of Medicare.
Right.
And it's 2024, it's the newest one. Ours is the 2024 new to Medicare guide that gives you information of things that are going to directly impact you.
Okay.
And then you rely on my company or me to actually do the enrollment into Original Medicare for you, help you decide what plan, and enroll with plan with no obligation whatsoever to enroll with them. I ask you to, right?
Sure.
But it's nothing that you're obligated to once we go over the plan. So,
I'm sure, you know, using that other Medicare guide that is condensed down to 80 pages, which would help tremendously. But I know that there's thousands of more questions that are probably asked on top of this.
Absolutely.
This is probably, the black and white version, but you know, again, in my mind, is probably a pretty condensed version of this is what you get, this is not what you get, I think it's still something that would behoove me to go to somebody like you that's an expert in the industry, has been for quite some time, and can help answer, like, let's say I go through this book or the 80-page guide, and I highlight things that obviously I need that I don't understand. I can still go to you and you can answer the questions that I need.
AJ, if you know, my commitment has always been, I know my teams as well, we're insurance experts.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that we eat, live, breathe, sleep, drink everything, specifically the Medicare market or the senior market, as far as hospital indemnity plans, as far as final expense, legacy planning. One thing I prefer not to touch is money. Like when we start talking about your Social Security cash benefits or penalties or things like, we let that go to the experts at Social Security. There's so many variables that go into it, but I promise you, you ask a question that's housed in this book or our book or anything related to Medicare, those will be answered with by most accuracy.
Okay.
So, and there is, I mean, you're turning 65. Have you ever turned 65 before?
Never.
Mm-hmm. So your experience probably, you know, has turned 65 once or twice.
That's
yeah.
right.
So, there's got to be a tons more questions for you because you're pretty detailed oriented. I mean that in a good way. But every client is going through the same questions or very similar questions. So what I'd like to do, AJ, is have you back for another session like this. Medicare recommends in this book 13 times to compare. And what we want to do is give you a completely unbiased comparison, especially when you're turning 65, because the wrong decision the first time could literally cost you a lot of money in penalties and unnecessary out-of-pocket charges. So would you come back and see me again?
Absolutely. I appreciate it. I know that I've got tons more questions. So I appreciate you having me on today and looking forward to asking you more questions in the very near future.
Amazing. Maybe we can bring lunch next time.
There you go.
AJ, thanks so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.